This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to the program. Hey, the Odyssey app is free. Put it on your phone. Anything you miss on the program, you can get it later today. Podcast will be up there after 10 o'clock. Welcome to a Thursday. Today is, what, 3 days left in May? And then we're into June. Feels like summer. Well, doesn't feel like it yet. But.
Speaking of summer and travel and all that crap, you know, yesterday Southwest started its whole you have to pay for your bags, right?
Yep.
And man, that was all over social media. Everybody was bitching about it. But there's all these new hacks, you guys, that you can fly with your clothes. Did you see that?
You can fly with your clothes?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, so what you do is, this is just really quick, but what you do is you take a pillowcase and you shove all your clothes in it, right? Yeah. And you carry it like a travel pillow because they never check that because they're assuming you're just bringing on a pillow. Oh, that's brilliant.
It is.
It is. It's really genius. Smart. Yeah, so you just have a pillow.
Okay.
All your clothes.
Padded with your clothes.
Where'd I lose you?
No. I don't understand.
Because they don't consider that a carry-on. It's just a personal item.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a carry-on?
No, it's a pillow.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but what if, it would be huge, would it?
No, you just put, you know, some
a
of your
few
summer,
clothes.
Especially summer clothes are little,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you just put them in there.
Oh, like swimsuits, all that.
Yeah, and you just shove it in there, boom.
Give it a try.
The other thing that you do, or that myself and my friend used to do is, what we would do is we'd take a blanket, and then if you have kind of a larger carry-on, it kind of got to, you know, get by the people. You put it under your feet, and then you put the blanket over it, and then they don't know that it won't fit under the seat.
Ooh, camouflage.
There you go.
Nice.
There
yeah,
you
that
go.
That one's a good one, too.
Got to be sneaky.
You got to be
you
sneaky.
You got to fly, right?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, a lot of people were giving a lot of crap to Southwest over this.
They're not happy.
You knew it was coming.
Well, that was their thing.
Well, and people love to complain, Jamie. They just love to complain.
Well, no, but it was kind of their thing. We love them for that.
I know. But at some point, all good things come to an end, right? So it did. It did. But yesterday, United Airlines. Now, people were just complaining like crazy over this. They changed one of their policies. If you're going to fly on United, you now have to show up instead of 30 minutes prior to the boarding time to check your bags. It's now 45 minutes. Well, who doesn't show up at least 45 minutes beforehand to check a bag?
Yeah. I thought it was an hour anyway.
I did too.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I always thought it was an hour.
Yeah. It changed to 45 minutes yesterday and people went ballistic. we got to get there earlier.
With check bags, you feel like they need an hour to get them on that plane.
Yeah.
Minimum. You know?
Their policy was 30 minutes and it went to 45 and everybody was upset about it. You know, yesterday we had the story of the lady that was hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Sitting in that window, remember? And it happened here in town. She took a shower, wanted to watch the storm, sat by a window, big mistake. Lightning hit a tree, bounced it on her, boom. All of a sudden, there she is. She's got glowing arms.
She said her arms lit up.
Said her arms lit up.
Yeah.
All right, so this morning I saw where they were running a story. Now, I've not heard this yet, about lightning myths.
Oh, I saw it last night.
Did you see it last night?
I did.
Now, I've not heard this. Did you agree with them, or... Was it just lame?
It was lame.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen.
I mean, it's kind of like, most of them were like, duh.
Yeah.
The only one that I didn't know about is the pipes. The pipes, when it travels through pipes, they have to be copper to electrocute you. But I don't know. I still think that it travels through the pipes no matter what. But.
For those that didn't see it. If you didn't see it, let's just see how dumb it is, okay?
Common lightning myths, like lightning never strikes the same place twice. You've heard that phrase, right?
I don't think that's right. I think it does,
well,
right?
We've seen an Empire State Building strike that all the time.
So he's saying it's a myth. Okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah, definitely has. So the National Weather Service in Boulder says, it's actually not true. It can strike the same place more than once.
Duh.
Tall buildings can be hit multiple times. Yep. Here's a few other myths you might have heard before. Some say you can't be hit by lightning if it's not raining.
See what I mean?
The NWS says also not true, and that bolts from out of the blue can be deadly.
I hope it gets better.
Oh, that's good. Also, you've probably heard that you shouldn't be on electronics during a thunderstorm, but that's only true for...
Slow news day.
Well, they actually aren't playing the one that they had an official guy go through the list. So electronics only if they're tethered, you know, and so like if they're plugged in, if your cell phone has no effect at all on that, you won't be hit if you're on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. But if it's tethered to the wall or whatever and plugged
and
into your
wall. And it can travel through.
Yeah. Yes, if there's no rain, you can be hit by lightning. And the two most common ways that you get hit by lightning are fishing and golfing.
Golfing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fishing, and which fishing. I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I wonder why fishing? Because you're out on the water, I guess.
Yeah, open water, and you got that big, tall rod in your hand.
Yeah.
And like a lightning rod.
I think you're the tallest. But the rod isn't metal.
It's a titanium. Well, they're all different kinds.
And you're on a boat.
Well, nevertheless.
You're on a boat. And the other one was... you should lay down in a lightning storm. That's not true at all. What you should do is crouch down on your tippy toes. Tippy toes. So you have as little ground contact as you can possibly have. So your tippy toes, which I practice that. I'm not good at it. I fall over.
I can't get down that low. That's
hard. Well, I can get down. I just fall over, BJ. I'm like a weeble.
Oh, I can't even get down.
Well, wait. Yeah. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall. I'm not a weeble. Yeah. Yeah. And so, and obviously not by a tree. So if there's a lightning storm.
Tree.
Get down, crouch down, but get on your deepy toes and pray that you don't fall over.
All right, that was a waste of time. Let's get to the crypto story. All right, you want something crazy, folks. This is a wild story.
It is a wild
story.
So
this guy is in business in a hedge fund with another guy in New York City, and they've gathered all this crypto stuff, okay? This guy and his buddy, they have a falling out, and he goes off into, like, Italy or somewhere, okay? He's a citizen over there. They lure him back, him and a friend, his old partner and a friend, they lure him back to New York City. I'm not sure how they do it, but they get him back to New York. When they get him back here, they hold him hostage and they try to get his password for his crypto so they can steal all of his money. The things they do to this guy to try to get the pass, and he never gives it up, does he?
No, he did not.
He never gave it up.
Well, he was there for what, like a week, and he finally escaped.
I think 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Was it?
Okay. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. It happened like first of May, I think it was.
They just discovered it.
I think it was 3 weeks. This guy was 3 weeks being tortured never gave up the password. 3 weeks.
I heard that they put battery cables on his nuts.
It's not in the story.
It's not?
No.
Maybe I made that up in my head.
It is a torture that's used in certain parts of the world.
Yeah,
I think.
I've seen movies about that.
Like Pakistan or somewhere.
Well, I don't know where it is.
They'll hook up battery cables to you, man. Before you know it, you're glowing like a glow stick. All right, here's the story.
His peanuts, you guys.
Here's the story. Yeah, his glow stick. All right, here we go.
For the first time, we're seeing the dramatic end to a harrowing ordeal, an escape from a 6-story luxury townhouse turned alleged torture chamber in Soho. Surveillance video shows the moment a disheveled man, barefoot and bleeding, approaches an NYPD traffic officer, pleading for help.
So this guy's been tortured for 3 weeks by three guys, who got him in his apartment or a apartment, and they held him for 3 weeks, torturing him over and over again to get his password, and he finally escapes.
The man, an Italian tourist, wore only shorts, a polo shirt, and clutched a fanny pack in his hand. Police quickly converged on a townhouse, arresting John Waltz, a prominent name in the crypto world. According to law enforcement sources, Waltz and a business associate are accused of imprisoning and torturing their third business partner, a 28-year-old Italian citizen who had just arrived in New York earlier this month. Investigators say the two men took his passport and electronic devices, then demanded the password to his Bitcoin account. When he refused, police say they beat him with a pistol.
All right, that's number one. Beat him with a pistol.
That's not good.
Number one.
Held a gun to his head, used a chainsaw on his leg.
Oh, God!
Chainsaw to the leg.
What?
Whoa. This has gotten serious.
Oh, this is awful. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Urinated on him. Ew. Tied.
What? They whizzed on him?
At his wrist, drugged him, shocked him with live wires, and...
I told you that part.
No kidding. You were right.
I told
battery
you.
Battery cables to the nets.
You know what I'd call that? That is nuts.
And even dangled him off the building.
Now think about that for a minute. They took him up to the top of the building in Manhattan, New York, held him by the ankle.
And he still didn't give it.
I mean, dangled him.
At what point do you guys finally break? I mean, all right, so here's the thing. They know, he knows in his head that crypto is not traceable, right? So he knows that once he gives up that password, it's gone.
Yep. Here's my point of breaking, okay? They can't get me into the room. They lock the door behind me. I look around like, whoa, what's that all about? Uh-huh. And then I look around the room and I see a gun. Then I see a chainsaw. Then I give up the password.
Yeah, they had me at chainsaw.
The gun, I'd be like, maybe we're going to all go rob somebody. But when I see the chainsaw, yeah. I am going to chirp like a bird.
Yeah, me too.
You want the password? No problem. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the password.
That is awful.
Is that wild?
Oh my God.
He was in there for 3 weeks being tortured. Oh.
Okay, so here's what the cybersecurity woman said about this whole situation that they had her on. They're like, listen, if you have like mutual funds and you have money in the bank or whatever, fine. If you want to say you're wealthy and talk about your yachts and whatever, that's fine because basically nobody's going to be able to get to it, right? They're not going to be able to get to it. It's going to take a long process to try to break into your money manager's accounts. But if you have crypto, do not flaunt that you have crypto because this could happen to you. In a heartbeat because it's not traceable. And so it said, if you have crypto, don't tell anybody.
That's wild.
But
he was in business, so they knew. And I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in this particular story, he was in business with this guy. They were dealing in crypto. They had a falling out. This guy obviously had millions upon millions of dollars in crypto. The other guy kind of wanted it. So he went and bought himself a chainsaw and said, hey, we'll find a way to get this. And they tortured this guy for three. They dangled him from the roof of a Manhattan skyrise.
Well,
hey, we're going to drop you. Either give it up or you're dead. And you would have to think this, though. There is no other way to get that password. So you kill this guy, game over.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to take back my... I'm thinking about BJ and his Ryobi plug-in chainsaw.
Yeah.
Not that scary.
I could put a gash on your leg. You kidding me? Yeah.
The Ryobi plug-in.
Yeah, you blow the outlet and it's over.
Not that intimidating.
We're going to take a break. Why does it have to come back on me? I don't get it. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is graduation day at the Air Force Academy. All the cadets will toss their hats. The Thunderbirds will fly over. Big celebration in Colorado Springs, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge deal.
It's always a big deal. Pretty proud moment for everybody. You know, it's kind of cool.
It always gives me goosebumps, too, when they fly over and everybody throws up their hats. I don't know. It's just pretty amazing.
It happens today. All right, there's a bobcat in a house in King Carroll.
Yeah. That thing would not leave either. And you know what? He positioned himself up on the mantle on a shelf like he was a statue. He was just staring at everybody like, yeah, we're right. I'm not getting down. You guys are going to kill me.
I'm the fat cat. I own this place, man. Mm-hmm. Try to get me out of here. And then the police go in there and they're trying to get this cat out by using a laser pointer.
Yeah, Jeffco, right?
All cats are alike.
Well, I think that's pretty funny. It was actually pretty smart.
Yeah, genius. If you wanted to chase it, chase him right out.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. No. It didn't work. He didn't chase the laser. Here's the body cam. That's what's been released. And the body cam video, and the audio, obviously, of the police officers inside the house trying to get this bobcat out.
He's right there. He's up on that shelf behind the plant.
Oh.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, guys, look at this thing. Hi, Kiki. Well, I'm going to see if he chases the laser. I don't know. Cats like lasers.
It's not a normal cat.
Dude, cats are all the same. They all like the same thing.
You guys are hilarious.
Hello, Kiki.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. Okay, first of all, the deputies call him kitty, kitty, kitty. And then his partner, who I love, is like, Tim, it's not a normal cat. He's not going to chase the laser.
That's great. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, and their cat, her actual cat, she has a real cat. And I mean, not that that's not a real cat, but you know what I mean. Domesticated cat. And I guess her cat Meatball opened the door for the big cat.
Way to go, Meatball.
Right?
No wonder you called Meatball.
I love that name for a cat. That's pretty solid. By the way, speaking of animals, and I don't know if this is true or not or whatever, but I just heard that I think in Wheat Ridge, you can take yoga classes with a kangaroo. Don't they mean wallabies?
I don't know. Because, I haven't seen this.
Those aren't like
because kangaroos can knock that. Well, they can kill you. A wallaby won't kill you, but a kangaroo will kill you.
I don't know.
Because at Fox 31, they're like, hey, take a kangaroo yoga class. And I'm like, kangaroos will kill you.
Yeah. I do. Do they look alike?
They look alike, but the kangaroo is much stronger.
Right?
You know, the kangaroo is just way stronger.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they do have kangaroos up there.
Maybe so. Maybe they're...
Why would you want to take a yoga class with a kangaroo?
Because it'd be awesome.
It says a kangaroo yoga studio back in business.
It does?
Yeah.
You sure that's not just the name of the studio?
Oh.
I mean, why would they call it if...
Well, you would call it. You can call it whatever. I'm just saying. They actually have a kangaroo?
Well, we have a, like a crocodile or alligator sanctuary, right?
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think this is probably a kangaroo sanctuary.
Well, a sanctuary is one thing, but in a yoga studio is another thing.
What are you seeing, Spadell? What do we got?
Spadell, kangaroo.
Up in Wheat Ridge, you got the Kangaroo Ranch, which they do yoga with kangaroos.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a ranch.
And the kangaroos are reputable. They come from a reputable source, a breeder in Texas.
Wait. If they're not reputable, what does that mean? Like they're shady?
Or they're like knockoff kangaroos. I don't know.
Black market kangaroos. Yeah.
If they're not, they're drug dealers.
They're here illegally.
Right.
They didn't come through the right process to be a part of our country.
Reputable kangaroos. Yeah. I don't know, but they're not calling them wallabies. They're actual kangaroos. I thought
it
kangaroos.
It says kangaroos.
Yeah.
Didn't you always hear that kangaroos can kill you?
I always heard kangaroos are mean. Yeah,
they're mean.
They can like knock the tar out of you.
They're good boxers.
They are very good boxers, and the kickboxers too.
And they're
too.
Good mothers too. They put that baby in that pouch. Yeah, it's so, so cool. Nice, I wish we all had pouches.
It looks like they got three different things though. They do kangaroo yoga. They do kangaroo meet and greets, and then they're gonna have kangaroo bottle feeding soon.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
And is this in Wheat Ridge? Yeah.
It is in Wheat Ridge.
Okay, sign us up.
Yeah.
I'll do the bottle feeding.
Yeah, you seem very...
I'm very nurturing.
Yes, you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, the big news is that reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. You know, it's funny because I feel like these two are more popular than ever. I always felt like a lot of people didn't know who they were because they were on like A&E or something. The reality show was on a weird network, and now they were pardoned by Trump. And we just found out that the $18 million that they owed in restitution has also been like it's fine.
It's wiped out.
The hell? This doesn't seem right. I'm just going to say that out loud, and y'all can be mad at me. I don't care, but that is not fair. I have a $3,000 bill due.
Yeah, you get a pardon, you get a fresh start, don't you?
And I'm a law-abiding citizen. Yeah. I still have to pay bills.
Oh, I'm doing the right things.
Oh, my God. So we'll see what happens. But here is Savannah Chrisley. She was outside the prison where she was waiting her dad to be released.
So what's we've been waiting here, waiting for your dad to come out?
I know.
You keep thinking any minute.
I know. Yeah. Honestly, this process has been absolutely insane. And I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad. My brother Grayson is there to pick up my mom, so he's waiting. President Trump signed the pardons, I think, at around 3 p.m. this afternoon. And it's all due to President Trump, Alice Johnson, Ed Martin, all of them. They have truly just shown up, and they've looked at this case with a fine-tooth comb, and they've seen the corruption. I have literally been here. I got here at, well, I think it was 2 a.m., last night, and I have not gone to sleep. I did not bring any clothes with me. I did not bring a toothbrush with me. I brought absolutely nothing with me because I'm just a daughter who wants to take my dad home.
You know, I'm a little confused on something, Jamie, because you know the story better than I do. I saw yesterday their conviction had nothing to do with embezzlement. It was tax evasion.
It was all of it. It was tax evasion. It was filed illegal documents, getting loans with the banks. It was all kinds of stuff. It was a buttload of stuff. Huh. It was because they falsified documents to get the loans from the bank where they cut and paste the documents. You know, pretending like they had this much money and that much money.
Well, they're free as a bird now.
Yeah, good
Both
for them.
Of them. And they're headed back to TV, it looks like.
Here's the thing, what we've learned from this, friends. You know what? Just go ahead and rip off your banks, and somebody will say it's fine.
By the way, I heard yesterday, I saw a story, that Joe Exotic, they're going to take a look at him. That possibly he'll be pardoned, too. Old Joe could be getting out of the pokey before
this
you know it.
Yeah.
They're saying that case is not done. I guess they have a list that the pardon people take a look at. You got to be vetted through there. And Joe Exotic is still on the list.
Well, maybe the two people, one from, let's see here, there's a lady from Parker, and then there's a guy from, I think he was from Evergreen. They've just been indicted for allegedly taking COVID funds.
Yeah.
You know, they said that they had more employees than they did. You know all that COVID money that was out there?
You should be let out on that. Yeah, what the hell, right? Isn't there a lady here that's locked up because she claimed election fraud or something, and they locked her up? She's on the list. So there's a lot of people to look at, I guess. Let them out.
So these two were just indicted yesterday. Again, a lady from Parker and this other guy from like Evergreen or whatever. And they had businesses here in Colorado, and they you know, allegedly said that they had more employees than they did. This is what the government's saying, that they said all this. But here's what I like. I like when you get like a government grant, and people did this with college loans too. You take the money, and what they did is they bought a BMW, a Jaguar, and then they went to Vegas. I like that kind of thing.
That's what I'd do.
I would do that too, yeah, right? I remember when people were getting those government loans for college, and one girl was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to go, but I am going to go to Vegas. Yeah. I'm like, you know you have to pay that back, right?
Or you have extra money on your loan. And some people at my campus, at my school, they were buying big screen TVs.
Right? They were just like
these
money.
Lavish couches. I'm like, what are you doing?
Free money. It's free money. Shmadil, is your money still due?
For my student loans?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I owe about $10,000 still. They call me every day for it right now, actually, too. Yeah, it's the Aid Vantage thing.
They're going to start docking your pay, man.
I know. I need to get it all settled up so that I can do minimum payments.
No, they'll come after it.
I'm going to take care of it on Friday after payday.
Bills suck. Sorry.
Pills suck. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They really, really do.
Been saying that for years.
Pills
suck.
I at least almost got my car paid off, though, so paying off the student loans now will be a lot easier.
You know what it is? It's the bills that are dumb. For example, I got quoted because in my stucco, a woodpecker has like beaten the hell out of my stucco, and they like has babies, and, you know, it's a whole thing. And they put huge holes in it. $2,500 to repair my stucco. Oh. That's the kind of bills that really suck when you're like,
And that's the kind of bills, too, that you can't use the homeowners.
Yeah.
Because you have a $1,000 deductible.
Exactly.
They'll raise the premium. Yeah. You're just stuck.
So I decided yesterday, you know what? Maybe I'll be a sanctuary and see if I can get a tax break. I'm a woodpecker sanctuary.
Oh, that's actually great. You could probably get a grant for that.
Yeah. I wonder if they have the woodpecker grant.
I don't know, but my home is definitely one of them.
Make a phone call today. Hey, I'm calling about the pecker grant.
Well, what irritates me is like, you made one hole. Yeah. Why do you need to make seven more? Did you not like your first hole?
Yeah, you got a perfectly nice hole right
there. Yes, perfectly nice hole. And you had to get six more holes.
Look, you never have enough holes.
And
It's a motto
really
in life.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. All right. The other thing, I wanted to play this yesterday and I didn't grab it, so I apologize. But and I know I'm not like this is just weird, but America's Got Talent. There's this guy, Jordan Blue, and I've never paid attention to the lyrics of the song. We just play the song and I hear it or whatever. The way this guy sang it on America's Got Talent, he got the golden buzzer from Howie Mandel 2 days ago, and I know I'm late on this story. I've never heard, I think he's amazing.
What's the song?
You'll hear it. Here it is.
Because when a heart breaks, no, it don't break. No, it don't break, no, it don't break. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're okay? I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces.
He was so good.
Yeah.
When he sings good. Like the just the regular lyrics, you're just like, I didn't even know that song said that part. Because he sang it so differently. Anyway, you had to be there. It was really amazing. I think he's going to win America's Got Talent. And then finally for you, Ford Motor Company. If you just bought a Ford, have a Ford, whatever, you might want to look into this. They just recalled yesterday, or maybe it's today, 1 million Fords. And I'll tell you why. And this is a bad thing. The backup camera is on delay.
No, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
If you have a camera that's on delay,
yeah,
yeah, that's not good.
Does it ever catch up to real time?
Don't know. That's why they're recalling 1 million of them. Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, so make sure y'all look into that. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
By the way, this morning, if you're headed north, I-25, that traffic accident up there is absolutely horrendous. You've got a tractor trailer that is completely covering both sides of the freeway, both sides, northbound, southbound, all closed down. That's it. What, Mead, I think it is?
North of Mead, a little bit
just
north
of Mead. It's been closed down for hours. They are opening up a lane to turn you around. You can't get through. You got to go around somehow with some of the alternates. But it is a mess this morning. This thing is backed up for miles.
Yeah, so again, it's I-25 closure both directions. It's north of Mead, so oof.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.